Hello, this is Adrienne Obi. I'm back again. Just really needing my podcast more today than ever, I guess, because of the situation that's been going on. And the latest is my grandbaby is gone. She passed away. They named her Emerson, and she was just really going to be a beautiful little girl. And she passed away. So now I'm just worried about my daughter. And she got her blood results back, and her white blood counts is really not good. And just all of it's just not good. But they had to do a blood transfusion. And of course, she had hemorrhaging. So, you know, there was all of that. And so right now, I had just made a post on Facebook that said, when words are just not enough to express your tears. I keep coming to say things periodically because, well, this is my podcast. This is kind of like my own little personal online diary, I guess. And I'm sure that after this time has passed, I will think back to this day and how I felt and what was said and how things are, because we tend to construe things differently after a time. So I wanted to just keep a solid record of my emotions, what I'm discovering, what's going on, how this is all playing out. And there was my daughter had, there's a name for it, and I think it's not weakened cervix, but something like that. So it's a situation where she probably should have been stitched up, probably in the first 12 to 15 weeks of the pregnancy, and no one told her. She had really bad medical advice in the beginning, and she had just found this great, a better hospital with a better medical team and a better obstetrician, and things were looking up, and the baby was doing well, and everything. But what happened was she had this involuntary premature labor. It's something that happens, and it's when there's an unstable cervix or whatever, and the baby comes out. And this is what happened. And this baby obviously was going to just kick her way through because she wasn't probably in distress, didn't know what was happening. She also was turning, and as a result, she ended up coming out breech, and that was it. You know, a breech, maybe she could, there was no, she lost her, heartbeat. She lost her air. And this is part of the issue. And so I just, give me a second, you guys. This is one of those things when, let me just say this to her. Give me a second. My deepest apologies, you guys. Oh God. This lady is a professional speaker, associate, a certified coach, certified professional coach. You know, she's going to say something about, oh, fix your mindset and all of that. And I'm going to curse her out because the last thing I need to hear on a day like today is anything about mindset and prospering or anything remotely that is going to take my attention off of my baby sitting up in that hospital and the loss of my grandchild this day. There is absolutely, positively nothing that will that could be said. Not a single word. And I know it's about maybe, you know, I could handle this differently. Maybe, I guess, I'm sure. But really, I'm going to experience whatever this is, because this is my life and my baby, and it's the life of my grandchild, and I reserve the right to have these experiences right now. So, you know, yeah. Yeah, see, I wouldn't have been able to deal with her call. Her call was, today we continue to find ways to consciously and intentionally shift from a fixed mindset of fear, negativity, to one of empowerment, opportunity, and unexpected outcomes. And that all sounds great, but at this point, I my heart could not take that, and then something happened. So I'm just going to sit back and wait until things are a little better and then go into that positive mindset. Because at this point, if someone tells me to go and be positive or something like that right now, I might just curse him out. And I don't want to do that because I'm a nice person normally when not under duress. So, yeah. And I got this. They said they left the voicemail. They didn't leave it here. What's this? Can I download this voicemail? What is this? What is that? I don't know. What is this about? What is this?
Well, it's 4:15 today, 2:15 your time. It's 2:20.
I know I had made an appointment with her, and I remember making the appointment with her. But that appointment really was based on me not losing my grandchild. And that's not the case. And so I'm just not in a position to have any kind of conversation with anybody. I don't know when I will be. And I reserve the right to feel that. I know probably I'm going to spend every moment I can helping out my daughter when she gets out of the hospital, and just being there for her. And I don't know what's going on with my business. And I, frankly, that's the last thing on my mind right now. Truly. Because it wasn't making me enough money for me to ignore the situation and my baby. And, you know, that's my primary goal, is just to make sure my baby is okay and comfortable. And that she's going to be okay. and recover from this. I mean, we're still dealing with the reality that their whole house has already got all the baby. It's so funny. She was recovering from, you know, just having the surgery, the baby. And her first thought was, oh, what are we going to do about all the registry items and the items people sent to me? And I thought, oh God, the whole house is set up for this baby. Because, I mean, the baby was almost here. So, you know, I guess Matt's going to try to get back there and make sure all the baby stuff is cleared out. I just think it'll be easier for her not to have to see it all when she gets in, you know. And I'm worried about my own baby. That's all. You guys just deal with me. I'm so sorry. I'm not here. I really truly am just using this as a sounding board, because if I didn't have somewhere to talk this into, I probably go crazy right now. So I thank you all for allowing me to just use you as this sounding board to talk about this situation that I am dealing with right now, because you know what's happening to my baby. And I just stay as positive as I can. Like, how positive can you stay? Like, in this situation, you kind of tend to get a little not that positive. So I'm working on that. I'm perking back up now. I'm getting myself together, revving up here. I just want to send a shout out to my little grandbaby angel, Emerson. Grandma loves you. You know, the funny thing is, after all of this, my daughter is still talking about, well, if we do this, I can try again. And if we do that, I can try again. And I'm thinking, oh, this is so, you know, her thing is like, it's about experiencing all of life, even if that means you tried and you failed, or, you know, she tried for this baby and didn't get it. She went for it. And for that, I'm proud of her. For doing that, I'm proud of my baby for that. So you know, anyway, you guys, I like, I'm sure I'll be back and you'll hear me potting around the house and doing stuff, because I just need a friend to talk to today. And you might find it, I come back, I don't want to go on Facebook with it. And I mean, I figure anyone who wants to hear me go through whatever I'm going through, short and Florida, you know, if they want to go through that, then I'm sure they'll be able to get a hold of this podcast and hear it. But I really am not recording this for anyone in particular. I'm recording it for me so I can not have a heart attack or stroke or any of the things that happen when people are not letting their ish out. Okay, so that's what I'm doing right now. So anyway, much love, much love, much light, many blessings. Really wanted to say something. And, much love to you. Thank you for listening. Many blessings.